Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. When Peter and other apostles stepped out in faith to perform miracles in Jesus' name, instead of receiving praise for the miracles they had done, they were arrested and flogged. It is the apostles' reaction to this disgrace that encourages us. Not only did they rejoice in suffering, but day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. Apostle Peter first denied Jesus out of fear of rejection and persecution, and now after receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, he is proclaiming the power of resurrection out of faith. We too, like Peter at times, have the potential of denying Jesus, especially when our reputation or fame is at risk. In these times of discouragement, we must remember to continue to fight the good fight. Day after day, we must never stop believing and proclaiming what Christ has done for us. We either operate in fear or in faith at any given time. The transformation from fear to faith happens through our unconditional obedience and unwavering submission to God the Holy Spirit in us. True fulfillment comes from living a life for Christ, no matter what the cost. Let us remember to continue to proclaim His good news every day. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 26, He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because He was looking ahead to His reward. Remember, my friends, it is better to be humiliated for our faith than to be honored for our lack of faith. Shall we pray? Mighty and everlasting God, we repent of the times we denied you both in words and actions. Forgive us, Father, and grant us the grace to overcome this fear of failure and rejection in our lives, that we may be filled with the Holy Spirit to live and love like Jesus, in whose precious and powerful name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.